If you've been down the beer aisle lately, you've probably noticed the growing number of barrel-aged beers. The popularity of the drinks means there's more demand for used barrels. As WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, that's creating new business opportunities for distilleries and turning an underground industry mainstream.
As you step into Upland Brewing Company's wood shop in Bloomington, it quickly becomes clear where the building got its name. Upland President Pete Batuli stands toward the back end of the shop, where wooden wine barrels line the walls from floor to ceiling.
A lot of our growth the last couple of years has come from our sour program and barrel-aged beers.
Upland opened the wood shop 2 years ago to help support its growing sour ales program. Unlike other styles of beer, brewers purposely introduced wild yeast or bacteria during the fermentation process. That's what gives sours their tangy flavor. And wooden barrels are an essential component. Upland formed a partnership with Oliver Winery more than a decade ago, trading a few cases of beer for a few wine barrels. Batuli says they use them as fermentation vessels.
So the microorganisms live inside the wood. And we need the barrels to really be kind of neutral. We don't want a ton of flavor. We just need a vessel for this really amazing fermentation.
But you can also find some barrels at Upland's production facility, where it brews its clean or non-sour beers. Zach Allgood is the head brewer here. He uses spirit barrels to add unique flavors to certain brews. Bourbon barrels are most common, but he even has beer aging in a couple of peated scotch barrels.
Typically, spirit barrels, the alcohol content is high enough that there's nothing in there that can contaminate the beer. And we will just fill those barrels with fermented beer and let it sit, typically 6 months to a year. And after about 6 months, we'll start tasting them, seeing where they are and making the decision on whether these beers are done yet or whether they need more time to mellow out.
In addition to Oliver, Upland has a good relationship with a few Kentucky distillers. So oftentimes, getting a barrel is as easy as making a phone call. But they can be much harder to find for breweries that don't have those relationships.
It's like becoming a detective to try and find it.
That's Noah Steingraber. He's in charge of national and international craft sales for Kentucky Bourbon Barrel in Louisville. He fields a lot of calls from brewers around the world looking for specific barrels. It's his job to track them down using his network of contacts. When they first arrive, coopers inspect them. Then they make any necessary repairs, a job that requires great skill and strength. The coopers work in the middle of a giant warehouse, replacing the wooden staves or metal hoops on the barrels. While most of the barrels they repair held bourbon or whiskey, Steingraber says brewers are increasingly on the hunt for more unique vessels.
So it's interesting to see how it's continued to evolve, not just from bourbon, but into other barrels such as wine, rum, tequila, maple syrup, hot sauce, you know, there's so many different things out there.
The cost of buying barrels can add up quickly, with some running well into the hundreds of dollars. Like with most businesses, it's cheaper to buy the barrels in bulk. But many brewers don't have the necessary capital or the storage space. That's creating an opportunity for more regional and local partnerships between beverage makers. Hotel Tango in Indianapolis makes several different spirits, including bourbon and whiskey. Founder and CEO Travis Barnes says they recently started partnering with local breweries.
We learned early on that, one, we didn't have a very big marketing or advertising budget, and this was an easy way and an effective way to get our name out among folks that wouldn't necessarily have ever heard of us.
The distillery is getting an increasing number of requests for its used barrels. And while acting as a broker isn't something master distiller Eric Stauffer says they initially planned for, it's mutually beneficial.
We'll provide them with some of our bourbon barrels for use in aging things like porters or stouts or IPAs. And then on the backside, we will then get some of those new barrels back and age some of our bourbons. We'll finish them than in some of the porters or the stouts barrels that we would get from the breweries.
It's an opportunity he expects more distillers will start raising their glasses to. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.